Welcome to Sunday Morning at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Well, find your notes that are in your bulletin as you came in that you received, and we're in this series that we've entitled, There's Freedom in Forgiveness. That if you really want to be free, you have to learn to forgive. That forgiveness is this character trait that defines a Christian. You will never be a happy, healthy Christian until you understand the importance of forgiveness and the application in your life. Last week we talked about how God forgives us. God is a forgiving God. This week what we're going to look at is how to forgive ourselves. I think this is one of those issues that a lot of people struggle with. Last week we looked at the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. We're not going to read that whole text. It's there in your notes just so you have it. But we looked at the way the Father forgave as the way God forgives us. Today we're going to look at the prodigal and try to understand how do we forgive ourselves. Let's begin with the first point here that we're going to look at is that we need to recognize our tendency to rebel. Recognize our tendency to rebel. Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells the story. The man has two sons. Verse 12, the younger son says to his father, I want my share of the estate now instead of waiting until you die. So the father gives him his wealth. You see, within every one of us, we are rebels at heart. Whether you want to admit it or not, here's what defines us. We want our own way. And we want it now. That is the way you are, you know. Turn to the person next to you. You don't need to say anything, but just nod at them and say, yeah. You know. I want what I want, and I want it now. I don't want to wait. I want it now. I want to have my own way. And you know, this is important to understand because I've talked to people all the time, and they'll say something like this. Something will happen, they'll do something, and they'll go, well, I just don't know how I could do that. Oh, you don't? Well, let me tell you how you could do that. It's very simple. You and I have this nature in us that tends to be selfish. That tends to do what it wants. Oh, I should be better than that. Oh, I shouldn't have to deal with that. You're just not dealing with reality. The Bible's very clear about the war that wages within our being between spirit and flesh. And so I have to understand that my tendency is to be a rebel. And not just mine, yours too. Okay, just wanted to make sure we understood that. And so we look at the prodigal son and think, well, I'd do that. That's not beyond me. Because if you think, I'd never do that, be very careful. Be very careful. And so I have to understand that if I'm going to be able to forgive myself, I've got to understand I'm not perfect. I have a tendency to go off on my own and do my own thing and want my own way. And I constantly fight that. And so I have to recognize that for what it is. We all have this tendency to rebel. Secondly, I need to realize where I am. Realize where you are. Luke chapter 15, verse 13. A few days later, he packs up his belongings. He goes to the distant land. And the Bible tells us he wasted all of his money on wild living. Now, you can read between those lines whatever you want to read in there, and you're probably right. About the time his money ran out, a famine comes, and he starves, and he persuades a local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs, and he becomes so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, and no one gave him anything. And verse 17 to me is one of those classic verses in the Bible. When he finally came to his senses. You ever had one of those moments where you finally recognize something? You finally come to your senses. He says, you know what, at home, even the hired men have enough food to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. So the first step, the second step here that we're dealing with forgiveness is, first of all, recognize that I have this tendency to be a rebel, and that when I find myself in a place, I need to realize where I am. I need to not try and cover up my circumstances. I need to not try and pretend nothing's wrong. I need to be honest with myself. I need to come to my senses and be able to say, I'm in a bad place. Now you see, that's really hard for us because you probably know somebody who's in a bad place and right now they don't know it or won't admit it or try to pretend like it's a good place when in reality everybody knows it's a bad place. You know somebody like that? Not you, but somebody else. You know, you realize where you are. Now, please understand something. Just because you're having problems doesn't mean you're in rebellion. Sometimes you can be doing something that's very right and it creates some problems for you. But when your problems are because of your rebellion, God will be very honest with you and he will make it clear to you if you're willing to listen to him. This young man had one of those aha moments where he realized, you know what? Here I am, but back home with the Father, things are a lot better. I'm starving. I've done this. I've created this. I'm at this place where I have nothing. Back with God, there's more. Back home, there's provision. And so if you're going to walk in forgiveness, you cannot cover up what's wrong. You cannot pretend like nothing happened. Oh, well, I know what I'll do. I'll just act like I didn't do anything bad. If you do that, you will always feel guilty. You have to come to a place where you're willing to realize exactly where you're at and why you're there. You need to honestly evaluate what's going on. This young man finally came to his senses. He was finally willing to be honest with himself about the circumstances that he was facing. Now that's really hard for us, isn't it? We're good at covering up. We're not very good at exposing. Unless we get to expose somebody else's problem. Then we become professionals. Thus, Jesus had to say, before you deal with that speck in your brother's eye, why don't you take care in the log of your own? And so I need to realize where I'm at. I need to understand I have a heart, I have a nature, I tend to rebel. I tend to want to go my own way, do my own thing, have whatever I want. And at some point in time, I have to come to a place where I recognize and realize, you know what? I'm not in a good situation. I'm not in a good place. I've done it. I'm here. I'm guilty. I need to make some changes. Thus, step three, you resolve to take the right steps. You resolve to take the right steps. Now, you see, admitting that you're in a bad place, being honest with yourself about what's going on, doesn't relieve you of your problems. You can't just say, well, yeah, I'm clear, I know, I've done this, I'm there. You've got to now determine that you're going to do what is right. If you want forgiveness, you have to take the steps that will bring you to forgiveness. You have to deal with this. Luke 15:18. Here's what the boy says. I'll go home to my father. I'll say, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired man. Now notice, he didn't put the blame on anybody else. You know what? If dad would have been nicer to me at home and if my brother would have taught me better, I probably would have never left. And it's probably their fault that I find myself in this position because I grew up with poor parents and I grew up with a bad situation and a horrible home life and I'm here because of them. You ever heard that story? No, what does he do? My bad. My fault. I'm guilty. I did it. My choice. My issue. Nobody else's fault. If you're going to forgive yourself, you cannot blame other people. Verse 20, he returns home to his father. While he was still a long distance away, his father saw him coming, filled with love and compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. But his father said to the servants, we looked at this last week, bring the finest robe in the house, put it on him, get a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, kill the calf we've been fattening the pen. We must celebrate with the feast. The son of mine was dead, now he's returned to life. He was lost, but now he's found. And the party begins. Now under that, let me talk to you about these right steps. The first one is you return to the father. You go back to where you made your bad choice. You turn back to God. Because we all know that when we make a bad choice, that is a sin against God, isn't it? So the first thing I need to do is go back to God. I need to go to Him and not shift blame. I need to take responsibility for what I've done, honestly. Now please hear me. Don't start adding things that you never did. Just deal with the facts. Deal with the truth and be willing to go home. You see, if the boy would have stayed in the pig pen, sorry for what he had done, he would have never had forgiveness, would he? No. He would have stayed there beating himself up the whole time. And so there's a lot of people in life, a lot of Christians, who are guilty, know they're guilty, but can't swallow their pride. Won't be honest with themselves and with God. And so he goes back to the Father. He goes back to the place he needs to go back to. Can you imagine how humbling this is? Because you know what? None of us like to admit we were wrong. Go back to point one. We all have this nature that wants to be right, don't we? We all have this desire to look good in front of ourselves and other people. And the Bible says, you know what? He came to his senses and swallowed his pride and went home. Think about the journey back. You think he's thinking, I wonder what's going to happen when I get there? You think he's maybe playing the scenario out in his mind about, am I going to be accepted? Am I going to be brought back? Am I going to be turned away? What's going to happen here? But he knew that if he wanted what he needed, he had to go to the Father. If you want forgiveness, you have to go to the Father. You have to go to God. Secondly, under taking the right steps, repent to the Father. Now, understand something. He says a great line here. He says, I have sinned. Not, you know, God, I just made a little mistake. God, you know what? I really thought I was doing what's right, but I see maybe it wasn't. I have sinned. I am wrong. I was stubborn. I was impatient. I was reckless. I have sinned. He took responsibility for what he did, and he called it what it was. I've sinned. The issue wasn't that he wasted the money. The issue wasn't that he was in a famine and couldn't eat. The issue was he sinned against the Father. The issue was he did what was wrong before God. That's always the biggest issue, isn't it? There are other people involved, yes, and we'll talk next week about how to forgive others. But if you can't forgive yourself and have God's forgiveness, you trying to get others to forgive you isn't going to work very well, is it? The answer is no. Okay? Repentance, that's the word we call this. He repented. It means that you change your actions. But it also means this. You change how you think. It's not, well, you know what? I was wrong. This didn't work out. Maybe next time it'll be better. It's not, well, you know what, I did this, I really thought it would work, and I'll have to maybe try it again sometime. It's, I was wrong, I don't ever want to do that again, I don't know what I was thinking, I came wrong, I need to change how I thought. What I did was wrong against God. There's a lot of people who know they're wrong, but aren't willing to admit it to God, and aren't willing to change how they think. Now, if you don't change how you think, you're always going to feel guilty, and hear me, you're going to repeat what you just did. The son left where he was and changed his way of living. That's repentance. Father, I was wrong. I thought I was right. I thought wrong. I need to change how I think. Yeah, you there? Okay. He goes to the Father. He takes responsibility for what he did. He didn't blame anybody else. You know, a lot of people want to go back to God. And God, you know, I did this. But you know, so-and-so did this too. And you know, this was. You know, I wasn't treated right over here. And you know, this person did this against me. And you know, this happened, God. And you know, and what do we begin to do? We begin to minimize what we did and blame everybody else for our problems. You'll never experience the forgiveness of God until it's just you and God, and you take responsibility for what you've done and tell God you were wrong. I've sinned. God, I'm not going to minimize this. I'm not going to try not, I made a mistake. I sinned. Well, God, I didn't make a good choice. God, I sinned. God, I did something I shouldn't have done. I made a decision that was wrong, and I made it out of my selfishness and out of my desire to have my own way. I was wrong. Not sorry I got caught. Well, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I wish it had played out better. Then maybe I could still be out there living like I was. No, God, I was wrong in what I chose to do. Even if it had turned out well and good, I'm still wrong. It's not just wrong I got caught. It's not just I'm wrong because it didn't play out. It's wrong because what I was doing was foolish. It wasn't what you wanted. I did my own thing. Forgive me. I'm wrong. So he returns to the Father. He goes to where he needs to go. He says what he needs to say. He asks for forgiveness. He repents of what he did and why he did it. And then thirdly, what happens? He receives from the Father. Once he's willing to do that, God's forgiveness now kicks in. And what's the Father's thing? We just read it. Oh, go get the robe. Go get the ring. Go get the sandals. Go kill the cow. Let's go. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, no, don't do it. I don't deserve this. After what I've done, beat me up. Make me feel bad. Make me feel guilty. Make me pay penance. Try to, you know, I got to have restitution. Folks, you can't repay God for what you've done. If you try to repay him for all the times you've sinned, you're bankrupt quick. You don't have it. So when he was genuine and honest and said what was truthful, and the Father knew the Son and knew the heart, then what's the Father do? You're forgiven. Now, we wrestle with this, don't we? Well, how could you just forgive me? Don't I have to pay? And the Father can look at you and say, well, yeah, right, you're going to pay. What did the Son have? What was his bank account balance? Zero. What was he able to give the Father that the Father didn't already have? Nothing. You're going to pay with what? You're going to give God something that he needs? The Father says, Son, glad to hear it. Let's party. Now that would disturb a lot of us, wouldn't it? There's got to be more. I got to do something. Oh, God, what do you mean? You're just going to, that's it? I'm forgiven? Yeah. And you see, a lot of times we don't feel forgiven because we think we have to pay for what we've done. The problem is if you think that, you'll be paying your whole life. And you'll never pay enough. So at some point in time, you have to allow the Father to forgive you. Now, I know there's some of you self-righteous people sitting out there right now thinking, well, but was he really sincere? Is this really right? Get off it. God knows, doesn't he? And when you come before the Father, and when you have a heart that says, I'm sorry, and when you're willing to admit I've sinned, and you're willing to change your way, God says, done. Done. Forgiven. Forgotten. Let's party. Receive from the Father. Do not forget how the Father forgives. And if you've forgotten that, get the tape, go online, listen to last week. Shouldn't said tape, CD, sorry. You know, resolve to take the right steps. That whenever I do something that I know is wrong against God, that God convicts me of and the Holy Spirit deals with me about, then what I need to do is go back to God and say, God, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I sinned. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have acted like that. Shouldn't have thought like that. God, would you forgive me? I've sinned against you. And God says, forgiven. Now the boy didn't get to go back up. Good. Dad, thanks for your forgiveness. I'll catch you later. I'm going back. Didn't do that, did he? He stayed home. Now, lest I paint this picture, and I got to satisfy some of you out there that are questioning all of this, you need to respond correctly to the difficulties that follow. Because, I've learned, there's a lot of people who like to live in condemnation. There's a lot of people who like to put condemnation on everybody else. There's a lot of people who want to make God's forgiveness more difficult than what it really is. We think we got to jump through hoops. We think we got to do all these things. We think, well, maybe I need to pay for this, and maybe I need to do this, and maybe I need to handle this. And in order to be forgiven, all I need to do is be honest with myself about my sin and ask God to forgive me and change how I've been living and how I've been thinking. And when I do that, God says, forgiven. Right? Good. Four of you have got it. The rest of you... Now, let's play this through and be honest about what's going on. I need to respond correctly to the difficulties that follow. What are some of those difficulties? First one is, I need to respond correctly to regrets. Now, I want to take a show of hands. I want everybody to participate in this. Does anybody here have anything in your past that you wish you wouldn't have done? Okay, keep your hands up. I want everybody to look around. 100%. Right? Every one of us have issues in our past that we look back on them and think, man, what was I thinking? Man, I wish I could go back and undo that. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I wouldn't have acted like that. I wish I wouldn't have made that choices. We all live with regret. Hindsight is many times 20/20. We look back and think, wow, if I'd have known this now, if I'd known then what I know now, but you didn't know then what you know now, and you took what you can't go back. Don't waste time trying to think of, well, what if I wouldn't have done this, and what if I wouldn't have done this, and maybe I shouldn't have done this, and maybe things would be a whole lot different if I wouldn't have made this choice, and maybe, why did I make that decision? Why did I choose this there? Maybe if I'd have done that. You know what? You're wasting your time, plus you're making yourself feel worse, aren't you? Don't live with regret. Don't blame yourself for something somebody else did. Not your fault. They did it. Don't live with regret of that. Don't let that play in your... You and I all have this mind that keeps records of the past. Sometimes the record that our mind keeps are very accurate. Many times the record that our mind keeps expands what happens. And the things we remember weren't quite right. It's kind of like the athlete that played ball in high school. If you notice that, the older he gets, the better he was. Okay? That's kind of how it works. And so I have to come to that place that I recognize. I can't go back and undo something. I can't go back and change it. I wish I wouldn't have made that decision. Now, I want to learn from that. I don't want to repeat it. But I can't allow regret to be in my life so that I never feel forgiven. Everyone has made mistakes in their past. Everyone has some issues that they wish they wouldn't have done. Everybody has some choices you wish you hadn't have made. But we all do. And so if I'm going to have, understand and feel God's forgiveness, I got to respond correctly to the regrets. Regrets are just that. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have done it. It's gone. It's done. It's over. Let's go on. And that's what you have to do. It's past. The past is past. You can't change it. You can't go back and fix it. You can try to rewrite it all you want, but that won't work. Respond correctly to the regrets. Secondly, respond correctly to results. Now, this is maybe perhaps the hardest, because forgiveness doesn't always mean that we get out of jail free card. Forgiveness doesn't always mean, oh, you're forgiven. Now, the boy was forgiven. But let's say the boy, as we know from the story, he led a promiscuous life. Let's say that he created a child while he was back there. You know what? He's forgiven, but there's still going to be a baby. Let's say he had contacted an STD. He's forgiven, but he's still going to live with that disease. Correct? Now, you see, we want to think forgiveness means I don't suffer any consequences from anything that's ever happened. No, there's still some choices and stuff that we did make that we still have to deal with, but we can deal with them much healthier if we understand we're forgiven. Because how many of you understand that when you make choices, you make much better choices when there's the freedom of forgiveness than there is the weight of guilt? Right? So that I have to understand that there might be some results from what I have done, from the choices I have made. But when I go back to God, God forgives me. But sometimes, you know, he spent all of his money. The father said, you're forgiven. And by the way, I'll just put it all back in your account. No, he was still broke, wasn't he? He had still wasted all of his inheritance. But he was forgiven. So you and I need to respond correctly to some of the results that happen out of our life. Sometimes we think that because we're having to deal with some of that stuff that's residual and left over, that, oh, well, I'm still dealing with this, so God must not have forgiven me. Not true. Not true. God forgives. You need to respond correctly to those issues. Thirdly, respond correctly to your resources. In other words, God will provide for you what you need to begin to make a great future for yourself. When you forgive and get God's forgiveness, then you begin to be able to make a fresh start. This boy, when he comes home, now has a fresh start, doesn't he? He has some regrets, agreed? Oh, yeah, he does. He probably made some choices that he's going to have to live with some of the issues of it, isn't he? No money. Other things. He also has a new future because the father says, come on, you're home now. Let's start again. And that's what God does. You replace bad habits with good habits. You have an opportunity now to make life better. Respond correctly to that. Don't sit there and wallow in your pain and your issues and your regret and your remorse and all those things. Allow God to take what you have. He has given you the resources so that you can begin to make things brand new. Use them. Take care of them. It's not, well, you know, I did that. I'll never recover from that. You know what? I'm never going to get back. You hear so many people, especially today in the economy, and well, it's all over. It's all done. It's never going to happen. That's not the way God works. That's not the way faith works. Faith always has a future. So there's always a future for me. And God wants to take it in spite of my mistakes, in spite of the issues, and give me a fresh start. Respond correctly to that. And fourthly, respond correctly to relapse. Now, I had you raise your hands before. I want you to raise your hands again. Has anybody here in this room ever said, I'm never going to do that again, and done it? That's us, isn't it? And when you find yourself back at that place, you're just there. You didn't intend it. Paul said the things I don't want to do, I do. You know, you find yourself there. What do? You start the process again. You start the process again. You go back through it. God, here I am again. God, I can't believe I did it again. God, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this. God, forgive me. And God says, that's twice. No, he doesn't do that, does he? Now, the enemy will do that to you. Other people will do that to you. But God won't. Respond correctly to that. Final point. Remind yourself that you are forgiven. Now, you will have to do this often because the enemy wants you to feel guilty. God wants you to feel forgiveness. And you just need to remind yourself, hold it. I serve a God, I serve a Father who is a forgiving God. Go back to last week. God is a forgiver, and he has forgiven me. And I don't need to feel guilty because I have been forgiven. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So now there is a little condemnation. No. For now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Praise God. Condemnation, by the way, let me define the word for you. The condition of being strongly disapproved of. Judging to be unfit. There is no condemnation. None. God doesn't condemn you. One day, a lady is brought to Jesus. She had been caught in the very act of adultery. The law said she should be stoned. They brought her to him with rocks in their hands. Ask him, what should we do? And Jesus looks at the crowd and says, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And you know, one by one, the rocks started to drop, didn't they? Because that included all of them. And he looks down at this lady. Never met her before. But he looks down at her and says, where are your accusers? And she says, there aren't any. And he says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. There is no condemnation today. And friends, when you are willing to come before God and admit the sin that you have found yourself in, and when you are willing to repent and change how you think and change how you act, God forgives. We today are forgiven. Bow your heads with me, please.
Thank you for joining us for today's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Sunday morning at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next week for Sunday Morning. Faith Assembly Sunday Morning is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.